Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
But I think it's going to be epic. For passion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before Erin starts spewing forth her venom,
the way she's
yeah, we need to know. Do you what's your go to sandwich? I know that sounds crazy, but like if you're thinking in your head when I said that sentence, PB&J, just step away from your phone. We don't care. It can't be that.
It can be.
No,
it can be.
If you've got a specific peanut butter and a specific jelly and a specific bread.
Yeah, maybe, but like Erica,
I'd like to hear about it. Okay.
Yeah, her eyes are really big.
The feral thing that she does sometimes freaks me out because I'm like, thankfully there's computer monitors in between us, so she can't. But like, yeah, sure. But I think if it was peanut butter or jelly, like my mom loves peanut butter, honey, and banana slices.
Yeah. Mm. Rolled up in a tortilla. Oh my.
If you warm it up, if you warm up a tortilla with peanut butter.
I don't even need it to be warm.
Oh, something about warm peanut butter. If you've never grilled a peanut butter sandwich, you are missing out.
It's really good.
Instead of a grilled cheese, make a grilled peanut butter. It'll change your life.
And
peanut
jelly?
Butter turns into a, it doesn't need it necessarily.
Sometimes I add it.
Maybe a dip in the jelly.
Could Monte Cristo that bad boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
All right. So we are accepting PB&J.
you'd have to have a twist on it that.
Okay.
In my opinion. So the reason we want your calls on sandwiches is because, and I'm stalling as long as I can because I'm trying to get Erin to tone down the passion just a tiny little bit. Okay. She has a sandwich she'd like to tell us all about.
Yeah, because I had an old kind of classic sandwich, a turkey sandwich, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was your go-to.
Yeah.
Just, what was your bread?
Oh, it has to be gluten-free. So it's the multigrain from
Udi's
Canyon.
Or somebody?
No, it's Canyon Bakehouse or something.
Okay, that's right. We don't want to kill Erin.
Yeah, sorry. Right. But, you know, that bread is really dry. It's small. And I saw that Jimmy John's has a pickle witch.
Right. Oh. What are you saying?
So the bread...
It's just pickle?
Is a pickle.
What
are you talking
follow
about?
Up. Questions.
And so they have lettuce.
Like a huge.
Turkey. Yeah. And they cut it and like.
No, I don't think so.
They kind of hollow it out just a little bit.
That was one of my questions.
Yeah. They hollow it out just a little bit. But it's turkey, lettuce, tomato. And then you can add mayo and mustard. But like, you gotta be careful because it is.
It's already juicy.
It's gotta be a juicy.
Oh, it's where you have to cover up everything. Yeah.
Overalls.
There was literally a puddle on the ground. Where we were.
I'm sorry. And you're saying this is a...
if I could eat that sandwich for every meal, there would be...
Slacker.
Look at her passion about it.
I know.
If I could eat a...
Pickle witch
for every meal, I would.
It's not too much pickle?
No, because they use a different kind of pickle. It's not super vinegary.
It's not a sweet pickle,
though. It's not a sweet pickle still.
The sweet pickles
are... But it's just not as acidic. It's not as vinegary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to let you have it because I don't like it. There's too many restaurants who try that bun thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, have this burger, but we have Krispy Kreme donuts as the bun. It's like, no. Uh-uh.
We have grilled mac and cheese as the bun.
You've gone too far, sir. Yeah.
I'm just a little concerned about the size of these pickles.
Thank you. Yep.
And they feel a bit artificial. It's about the size of like an energy drink can.
That's
this is
a
it.
Really big pickle.
I don't know.
Well, a certain kind. A certain kind.
Wow.
They cut it in half.
Okay.
Okay.
In width, yeah. though?
Where are they growing them?
Before we go to everyone else and their passion, we want the phone lines to blow up here. So here's what we're going to do. We want you to just call and sell us a sandwich. Like, you got to sell us on your sandwich.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's like, and if you're calling like, oh, is it Turkey Tom, Tom's Way or whatever? No, no. It's got to be something. I've said it before. Bologna, Wonder Bread, American cheese, all three things are super processed, super gross. Miracle Whip. Did I say that already? Miracle Whip. And then the canned jalapenos.
And you'll eat Ooh. Miracle Whip?
It's just the zing of that and the wang of the bologna. The zing and the wang and then the spice.
You need a little wang.
You need some wang and you need some zing. And all of it together. And then it makes all the little dough balls on your teeth. You just got wonder dough balls all over your mouth. And the little jalapeno chunks.
Okay.
It's like, rah, rah, rah. It's so good.
Okay, you're talking about me getting feral? You're talking about Aaron being passionate?
I have not shoved my hands in my mouth like that.
Like, have you washed those recently?
If you ate this sandwich, it's so much better. Erica, just follow me on this, okay?
Will you bring some in?
We all bring in our sandwiches.
Two bottles of Kim Crawford, and this sandwich is the best thing you've ever had.
Say less.
That's all I'm saying. It's not a sober food.
I cannot drink it's two bottles. It's not a sober food.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so anyway, sell us your sandwich. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. The standoff is here.
Mine's so plain. I'm trying to sell it on you, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
I do the white bread. I do the turkey.
Put your hands by your mouth when you talk about the white bread.
I do the turkey. I'll do a little provolone.
Okay.
Mayo. And
I'm surprised by provolone.
I like provolone. I like American.
He seems like a yellow cheese only guy.
Oh, I like, yeah, I can do.
Provolone is the yellowest of white cheeses.
It still counts as yellow, I think.
Yeah.
And if I'm feeling risky, a little lettuce.
If you're, say it all again. White bread.
No, it's just a regular turkey sandwich.
No, it's white bread, it's so turkey, lame. Mayonnaise, provolone is typically your.
That's my go.
That's a white sandwich.
There's no flavor to that sandwich.
Yeah.
You need a stone ground mustard in that sandwich to set it off.
And a crunch.
Yeah, some kind of chips.
Oh, yeah,
you need to put like a spicy, open that bad boy up, put spicy nacho chips in there.
Let me tell my sandwich.
Oh, let's go, Erica.
All right, I want a wheat hoagie bun.
Ooh.
Okay, so, I don't know. It's a little too healthy already.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
then I want light mayonnaise. Okay. Then on one.
The mayonnaise itself is the light mayonnaise, or you want to put regular mayonnaise?
Of regular mayonnaise.
And you scrape it.
Yeah, because I don't want it to be too creamy.
I used to order the light mayonnaise at Subway, and it was always embarrassing.
Light
and then on one side, big hunk of mashed avocado.
Okay.
On top of that,
you're gonna
salt and pepper it.
Okay.
You're going to salt and pepper
garlic
the avocado.
Garlic salt? Because you could set that off with a little garlic salt.
No. Just
regular salt.
Regular salt.
Got you. Okay.
Then got several slices of turkey.
Okay.
And then a bunch of shredded crispy lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
No cheese now that I'm thinking about it.
It doesn't need it.
But then
it
I go banana peppers and a little bit of thinly sliced red onion.
Ooh, I'm in. That sounds great.
The red onion is where I'm out.
Ooh.
I could do it without red.
Oh, okay. You guys were so in sync. You had the eye contact.
No, there was a lot going on there.
Because
there's something about, like, my daughter eats your kind of sandwich, turkey bread.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no moisture.
Oh,
or there's no,
the most important part.
Oh, my God, what?
Oh, my gosh. Miss Vicky's jalapeno kettle cooked chips all over the top of it.
Yes, that is one of the best chips to put inside a sandwich.
I almost forgot.
Because the kettle chip, no matter how much, even if you did heavy mayo, that chip will hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's touching the avocado, that chip will hold up.
You got to sell me on the chips on
You're
the sandwich.
You're so dumb.
I
don't
do
it.
Love it.
I'm really surprised that you don't do that.
What do you do as a side, though?
Because
I eat the chips with the sandwich.
Yeah,
you got to go back
just
and
in
forth.
There.
So you just eat it all.
They just have a separate chip. Like yeah. if you got nachos
you
on it,
have
a different.
You don't have to put all of the chips on the sandwich. That's true. You just need a little bit.
Dude.
Mm. Oh yeah, like, my gosh.
Yeah, if you have a chicken salad sandwich with a chip on it, like if I make chicken salad at my house, it's got to be the baked Lays. They're Lays. Almost a Pringle. Yes.
And they're
it's
real like, flimsy.
They're, but they're so thin and crispy and salty.
They're not flimsy. That's not
yeah. They're so salty.
Yeah.
And it's like,
love baked Lays.
It's like a soft yeah. crunch.
Oh, God.
Can we do the eye contact thing?
Yeah.
You guys
we can do it.
Doing?
You're going to have to step it up then.
Okay.
So intense.
So I don't know that anybody's going to call and be this passionate, but if you want, you get a whole radio station right now to sell us your sandwich. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about sandwiches. Like, sell us your sandwich. And it's getting real heated in this room.
I feel like I entered a trance when I was explaining my sandwich.
You did, and you sucked me in until the red
right.
onions.
Like,
you,
we were like really I woke up locked in.
On yeah. the
which
red
is crazy, because that's not a big deal. That's right. a good...
That's a,
can I read you a text?
You can.
As a kid, my sandwich was 3 pieces of bread, PB&J, ham slices, cheese and mustard, what? And add some chips. What? All on 3 pieces of bread. First of all, you said
triple
the 3. So it must be like the ham and cheese and mustard.
Oh.
And then the top is the PB&J. And I responded to them and said, I'm extremely concerned about
yeah,
it.
Seek help is all you right. really needed to write. Like, right. Did you have a counselor? What kind of medication were you not on?
And by the way, we have never in our lives gotten this many texts.
Because people are selling their sandwiches?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Okay.
One's a casserole.
This is weird.
A casserole sandwich?
And they explained it and it was way too many steps. And I said, I'm going to be honest. You lost me.
Because like in my head, the sandwich I was going to sell is the Cubano. If you've never had a Cubano. I'm suddenly on a kick. I'm becoming the Dave Portnoy of Cubanos. If I go to a restaurant and they have one.
Are you?
Well, I'm like, I want to be that guy. Like, he goes and gets a slice right. of cheese pizza everywhere. And I'm like, I want to just keep going to Cubano places.
What? It is a Cubano.
It's like ham, Swiss cheese, a good mustard, pickle, and pulled pork. All kind of pushed down panini style. I mean, obviously, Cuba has an amazing one. But like, the Pump House in Longmont has a good Cubano. Like, it's just, you just got to try them everywhere. It's that pickle. Is that pickle against the pulled pork?
Yeah. I like the way your peas are popping. Oh, right now. Pickle against the pulled pork.
Sam.
Yeah, guys.
Tell us your sandwich.
All right. The sandwich I like, it comes from a popular local shop in Golden, but it comes with prime rib, spinach artichoke dip.
Gross.
Jalapenos and some cayenne honey sauce.
Ooh.
You can upgrade that to buffalo or elk meat, and
you know, get that artichoke out of there, and I might hammer down on that bad boy.
This is like a rich man's sandwich. Like what?
Yeah.
And you got to get the HFS sauce. I can't tell you what that stands for on the radio, but if you like spicy.
Well, tell us the name. What's the restaurant that it's from?
The Deli.
The Deli in Golden?
Like double D, D Deli.
D Deli. Okay. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
We'll try it out.
And their whole menu is actually way more eccentric than that. And they also have a great PB&J with like 10 things on it. Can't tell you what's on it. I'm interested. I'm too scared to order it.
Okay. She's going feral, so we got to let you go.
All right.
Thank you, Sam. Danielle.
Hello.
Hola. Hello. Oh, I love you a little bit. Danielle, sell us your sandwich.
Okay. So toasted sourdough, mayo, mustard, both sides, thin pork chop fried up, shake and bake style, old school, with some candied jalapenos.
I lost you.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Pork chop.
Pork chop?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, like she said thin pork chop, like shake and bake style.
I thought I heard tin.
No,
like a tin can of pork chop.
Thin pork chop.
Thin pork chop, shake and bake style with candied
jalapenos?
Yeah, candied jalapenos.
Okay.
Wow.
I am down with the struggle on this one. I normally like pork cooked a little rarer because you can do that now. Mm-hmm. But like something about if you're going ratchet, you get the thin one and do the shake and bake.
Yeah. I like
you put that.
That
on a sandwich with sourdough. Say less.
And I guess they'll just candy anything these days.
If you have a dude that does the munchies, this is perfect.
Okay. Mm. No restaurant makes it. We just have to come to your house to get it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be over later.
A little gardening and then come over.
Okay. Perfect. All right, perfect. Thank you. Terry?
Yay.
Sell us your sandwich.
So my sandwich is a meatloaf sandwich, and it's Wonder Bread. Two slices of American cheese, a nice thick slice of cold leftover meatloaf, put a little barbecue sauce on there and a little bit of ketchup. Delicious. Perfect.
Meatloaf?
The Wonder Bread is not strong enough to hold the meatloaf.
Yeah. And barbecue sauce and ketchup?
Yeah, well, because that's kind of the sauce of the meatloaf. I get it.
Okay. I'm not a meatloaf eater.
But
I'm not eating it first time.
You gotta have the Miracle Whip.
I have been, as a grown-up, my parents forced meatloaf on me as a kid. Now I crave it.
I do love meatloaf.
Really?
Okay. Ted's Montana Grill has a
sick meatloaf. I'm making some tomorrow.
No.
Oh.
We'll be over.
Okay. We'll definitely. Okay.
Yeah, I guess we're coming over.
Thank you. Savannah.
Yay.
Sell us your sandwich.
Yeah, it's called a Fat Bastard, so it's an everything bagel, summer sausage, and a little bit of nacho cheese drizzled with honey.
Wait.
Everything bagel, so that you've already just wrecked your palate.
You've also just got a hole in the middle.
That's okay. You can work around it.
Yeah, but that sausage, is going to hold it in. No, like a sausage patty.
A sausage patty.
No, like summer sausage. You cut it up, and then you put honey on it and microwave it.
Okay. Summer, you mean like salami. Like salami.
The microwave's involved.
Exactly.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in. And then nacho cheese?
Anyway, she got a little weird there.
Did
with
you
like,
make this up, or do you buy this somewhere?
No, my husband actually makes it all the time. I don't know where he got it, but we love it.
He is a colossal stoner. That is.
Or was.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.